vegetarian.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UA. Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favorite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Bates Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, mum, hello, dad. It's a Friday morning.
Yes. Oh, whoa.
It's always a little bit easier on a Friday, isn't it? Good morning at 6:01. We're live across the UAE. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Morning. Hi. Basma.
Good morning.
Everyone's here this morning. Nala, is she back on Monday?
Tuesday.
Why?
6 days.
Oh, that's just stupid.
What's she going to do that other day?
That's stupid.
You've done that before.
Yeah,
but that's just come and start on a Monday. Give her the other day. So basically, we get holidays, right? And there are a certain amount of holidays you've got to take off in the year. Now, if you don't use them, they don't carry over. Well, they carry over, but up until April. After the end of April, they void.
Yeah, May 1st, done.
So she's using them all up, which is unfortunate because she hasn't been able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because her passport was
rejected
to go anyway. So she was meant to go to Croatia, but she's rejected again. If you've got a passport that allows you to go to some countries, be grateful for that. I wasn't grateful for it until I moved here and I met people that can't just get on a plane and travel to a country.
So Jeff, this morning, my husband, he has a visa appointment.
Yeah.
So he was putting all of his documents together. I'm not kidding you. It took him 2 days to make sure everything is sorted.
Yeah, it's
25,
hard.
30 pages to prove that he's going to go and come back. He's got the funds. There's a hotel. Like, it blows my mind every single time.
Like, no, I feel that. That's that.
And he's like, he's freaking out.
And for us, what do? We either just rock up to the country, get the visa on arrival, or you fill out a document online. It takes about 3 minutes and it's approved in about 3 minutes, you know? So my thoughts are with you if you don't have a passport that allows you to get into places like Nala does. Okay, we've got a big show lined up this morning. Actually, we've got a guest in before 7 o'clock, which is a great one. He's one of the, like, he's like a strength and conditioning coach. He's like basically, he trains athletes. And he's in the country. He's only here for a short seminar. I'm a fan.
Right.
I'm a fan. He trained some of the biggest UFC fighters to ever fight, right? I'll read out some names. Some of you may know him or know them. Colby Covington. You got Dustin Poirier. Amanda Nunes. You'll know Logan Paul. You'll know Timberland. He's trained like athletes and musicians. Phil is going to be joining us. Daru is going to be hanging out with us in the studio in about like 30 minutes time, which is going
to
be great.
So yesterday when I was doing my workout at my gym, I had a few trainers come up to me.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you have Phil coming into your studio?
Yeah, like for trainers, like, he's like,
they were like, I can't believe you have him in the studio. He's so amazing.
Yeah,
they
so
look
cool,
up to him. So that's really cool.
All right, so Phil Daru is going to be joining us in studio before 7 this morning. We've got the pop quiz coming back. All right, 10,000 dirhams cash. Now, Rossi.
Yep.
Did you bring the remainder of the money?
I brought the remainder of
Yay!
The money. I stopped off this morning and got it.
Good on you. Okay, so if you don't know what's going on here, is Rossi sold a car that we had without us knowing. The cash we've taken off him now, and we're giving away as tips to riders across the UAE. So we're going to order some food from a rider, maybe on Talabat.
Yep.
And when they come in, we tip them the 2,000 dirhams each. It's just one of those feel-good moments, you know what I mean?
So we can do that like 3 times today.
All right, cool. We'll do that. Let's get the show on the road. 0487155444. Can you call me? Can you tell me where you're at, what you're doing? I'd love you to be our first caller of the day. Our last caller of the week, maybe. I don't know. 0487155444. Phone lines are open right now. I want to get you on. And you've got to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. All right?
Okay.
So pick up that phone. I know for many of you, you're always like, I'm not going to call a radio station.
Do it.
Come on. Come hang out with us. 0487155444. 55544.
Pick my hits.
The one and only Brandon is joining us on the show. Hello, Brandon.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, my legend. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
How's the start to a Friday? Or is it the start for you or the end for you? Have you been working all night?
No, it's the start. Oh, but it's a beautiful day because it's my off day.
Oh,
he's got his off day, but he's got the... I like that, man.
But
I like that.
Up with us.
I love that. Nice. So what are you going to do on your off day?
Actually, I'm preparing for my vacation, so I'll be going for some shopping.
Where are you going? Where are you going, back home or are you staying here?
No, I'm going home. I'm going home on Monday.
Oh, but where's home?
Cameroon.
Oh, man. Oh, nice. When was the last time you went home?
Oh, that was, I think, 2022. Now I'm also getting married.
He's getting married. That's cute.
Who's the lucky lady?
She's a very pretty lady. I've known for some, like, 4 years now. Her name is Nadine.
Nadine?
That's so cool, man. So what's a traditional Cameroon wedding look like? Like, anything that, I don't know, is different? Like, how's the wedding out there going?
It's not exceptional, especially the traditional wedding. It's mainly traditional. It has a lot of activities, and it is actually fun.
That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations, okay, in advance. Congratulations to Brandon and Nadine getting married in Cameroon. This is going to be beautiful, bro. All right, listen, can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. Let's have some fun right now. Now, Nala's not here today, so we'll. She selected a song, though.
Yes.
Nala, what song do you want? Drake, take care!
I've asked about you and they told me my mind didn't change. I still feel the same. What's a life with no fun? Please don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours, we both know.
Thank you, Nala. Okay, Pretty, what do you want to hear?
I know you're going to love this song, Brandon. This is Justin Bieber, Baby.
I'm like, baby, 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 oh. Like, baby, 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 no. Like, baby, baby, baby.
What do you want to hear, Rossi?
I want to hear the acoustic version of Foo Fighters. This is Times Like These.
It's times like these, learn to live again. It's times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn.
Thank you, Rossi and Brandon. I think you're going to love mine. It's going to wake us up for a Friday. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Wow. One of the greatest guitar riffs of all time. All right, Brandon. They are your four options. Which song do you want to hear?
Oh, I'm a fan of Drake, so I'm going with Nala.
Okay. Yay!
She Why do you get so excited?
Because she never gets points, so it's like exciting for her.
Okay. All right, bro. Well, listen, good luck with the wedding. Congratulations to both of you. And as the song states here in its title, please take care.
Thank you very much.
See you, brother. It's Virgin Radio. Morning.
I know you've been hurt. Someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost.
We're live. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning.
Good morning. No, you're not. Are you?
I got to. I like, because it's 6:16 in the morning.
On a Friday.
It's a Friday morning, 6:16 in the morning. There are so many, like, major issues in the world, right?
Yeah.
But the top WhatsApp that I've got, I'm going to read it.
Oh, you got...
You can- I have to. I have to read it because I can't. Now, this message was sent 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if the person listens to the station anymore. I hope not. You know, I don't like saying I hope people don't listen to the station.
Yeah.
Or the show. But it says, you know very well that there are mainly kids listening to your show in the morning. And yet, you play on the nose sexually explicit songs like Candy Shop, which is solely a song on the nose, lyrics about, well, I won't say. I appreciate that 50 Cent gave Chris's ego a shout out 12 years ago. Well, how did you know it was 12 years ago? I didn't even know it was 12 years ago. Was it 12 years ago?
It was more than that.
It may have been. And I appreciate that Virgin's corporate payola reigns supreme over your operation. But you should be ashamed.
Payola is illegal.
It's 6:13.
What's payola?
It's like when you get paid to play something, right?
Yeah. Ah. Like artists will play a DJ, like a radio presenter to kind
it's of 6:13. Who's woken up with that thought?
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid 50 Cent. You're now tuned into the Chris Fade Show. It's going down right here on Virgin Radio. Keep it locked. You nit.
When did we play that song?
I have no idea.
Maybe yesterday or the day before. I take it to the candy shop. Like, it's a song about candy.
Yeah.
Where is your mind gone?
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love a good Werther's. Do you know the Werther's?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Those caramel, salted caramel things. You have one, you can't stop. You end up eating the whole packet.
Well, my grandma used to have a stock of those.
Do you call chocolate candy in Australia?
We call it lollies. We don't use the word candy in Australia. We'd say, I take you to the lolly shop.
Kind of weird.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rossi, favorite candy?
If we're talking about chocolate or what?
Whatever you want. Just to answer the question.
I like a Yorkie bar.
Yorkie, very British that. But going back to the message, if there's something that you don't like, just turn us off. You can. There's other stations.
Don't tell people.
No,
to turn
you shouldn't
us
off. Say. Mm.
But I'm being real. 6:13 in the morning. Who wait? Like you wake up, you're like, it's a Friday. It's gonna be a great day today. Let me just get onto the WhatsApp and send some hate messages to the station.
How's your ego? Are you okay?
You're
right.
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid 50 Cent. You're now tuned into the Chris Fade Show. It's going down right here on Virgin Radio. Keep it locked. You nit.
Oh, my ego's okay now. I just played it. Friday! Ali, we've got gossip coming up, but before we get into gossip, what's going on with you, man?
Real quick, Chris Fade. Two things. One, we love you.
Love you too.
Love,
thanks.
Love, 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 love to everyone.
Thank you, man.
Second, just a small request.
Sure.
Can you please play Candy Shop by 50 Cent?
Oh, Ali, I've got to do what the listeners of this show want. So here's please, 50 Cent please. Candy Shop for you.
Gosh.
Take care.
You know what? I woke up in the morning, and this is what I wanted to listen to. Love Wipes, man.
It's on morning. Oh, hold on.
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid 50 Cent. You're now tuned into the Chris Fade Show. It's going down right here on Virgin Radio. Keep it locked. You nit.
Come on. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a...
Virgin Radio 104.4 Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
When you have Usher as your dad, know that he's got some pretty cool contacts in his phone, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right, so his 15-year-old son, Usher's 15-year-old son, okay. Naveed, ended up kind of stealing his dad's phone, went to his Instagram and decided to DM his favorite rapper, Pink Pantheress.
That's so funny.
And he messaged her and said, hey, this is Usher's son, Naveed.
How old is Naveed? Do we know?
15.
Right. Okay, isn't that like an Asian name, Naveed?
Yeah. I want to say it's like, yeah, a lot of... Is it?
I don't know. I know like a lot it's of like an Indian name.
I know Naveed. A lot of Desis who are named Naveed.
Naveed, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So he took his dad's phone, logs into obviously Usher's Instagram account is there.
It's
goes
horrible.
Through Usher's account, messages Pink Pantheress and says, "Hi, I'm Usher's son. I'm a huge fan of yours. Can you follow me back?"
It's so funny.
She replied and she followed him back.
That's so cool.
Usher then realized, obviously, he's like, I'm not a creeper. That was actually my son. I'm so sorry. And she goes, you know what? Don't worry about it. Next, you know, if your son wants to come to a concert, come through. And she made it happen.
They'll do a song together now. And it's all thanks to the son.
Naveed,
is it with a D?
Yeah, N-A-V-I-Y-D.
Oh, I've spelled it another way. Because Naveed, N-A-V-E-E-D, is actually a Farsi name. Means best wishes.
There you go.
Okay, what else you got for us?
So it was widely reported earlier this week that Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are expecting their first child together. It all started when Kylie wore a sweatshirt and sweatpants to her aunt's funeral. Not really appropriate attire, right? But not only are those same sources saying that the pregnancy rumors are not true, Kylie posted a story on her Instagram basically showing her very flat stomach. Okay, so there you go.
She ain't pregnant, people.
It's not happening. If you're in the UK, you will not get the full version of Rebel Wilson's memoir. This is the same book that includes a chapter where she chronicles working with Sacha Baron Cohen in 2016 and says it was terrible, horrible, really bad allegations against him. Now, Sacha has come out to say these things are false. The book has already printed in full in the United States. However, in the UK, he won and they have censored that chapter. It is literally blacked out.
Wow.
So when you buy the book in the UK, it is literally just blacked out, that chapter.
Are you serious?
You cannot read that chapter, and that's because...
Sasha, I'm sorry. We live in the world where like everything's online. You'll just go online and get it and then read it.
But Sasha's spokesperson came out to say that in the UK and Australia, I think it's going to be the same. The laws are very strict. And he said it was false, so they cannot print it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
All right.
And finally, this is the cutest story you'll hear about today. So there's a TikTok user by the name of Bia Fabregas. Okay. She shared a video of her 2-year-old son, Tyler, asking about Beyonce. Have a listen.
All right, here we go. We got Beyonce news, people.
Where's Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby.
Can I visit Beyonce?
We don't know her personally. She's not Mama's friend.
She's your friend.
She's our friend?
Yeah, Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah, she's my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah, I want to meet her.
I know, me too, baby. I want to meet her too.
Where's she from? She sounds Filipino.
I'm not sure where she's from, but the video is at 18.3 million views and counting. And yes, Beyonce is now officially Tyler's friend. She saw the video. She has sent him flowers, some toys, and a little handwritten note.
Aw, okay. Cute.
So...
Pretty?
Yes.
I want to meet Beyonce.
Beyonce's in her house, Chris.
I want to be friends with Beyonce. You're friends with Beyonce.
Oh, I don't know her personally.
No, Mama, please. I want to meet Beyonce. I like Beyonce.
One day, little Kristen, we'll meet Beyonce. Okay,
what would you play with Beyonce? What would you do? What games?
Who's that?
He's a stranger. Stranger danger. We don't
run away.
To
run away.
Virgin update.
Old man, go away,
danger.
Don't touch, get away.
What did
mom,
I teach you?
Mom, stranger, not, touching me.
I'm not a stranger.
I work with you. I don't know you.
come here, come with me, come on.
No!
I'll take you to see your mum. Come on.
Not a joke. Stranger danger is an important
thing.
You got to teach those kids.
Yeah, you do.
I taught both my kids as soon as anyone came up that you didn't know, scream.
Yeah, that's good.
Just scream.
Call attention to yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine who had a lot of plastic surgery done, and they came and they didn't recognize him. They're like, ah! I'm like, that's Bill. He's had a nose job. He's had some Botox kids. Come on, can't you tell?
It was going so well.
and when it comes to strength and conditioning, some royalty in the studio right now.
Oh, no.
Consider one of the best in the world to do it. He's trained the likes of massive UFC. I'm a big UFC fan, but the likes of Dustin Poirier, the list goes on and on. I realize that he's worked with Logan Paul, Musically, cool. Timbaland. We've got the one, the only, Phil DeRue's in the house.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Man, all the way from America, from, is it Florida?
Florida, yeah.
Came
the
out.
Best, the best state in the U.S.
Did you have anything to say there, Pretty?
I'm not going to mess with Phil, as you can see, so you do you, boo.
Listen, New York was the best at one point, but I think we took that over.
Okay.
Florida, now out here into Dubai. Welcome beautiful. To Dubai, man.
Oh, man, it's beautiful out here. I love it.
So when someone says strength and conditioning coach, some people don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What is a strength and conditioning coach?
I don't think I like that term anymore.
Sure. You know,
because it just puts us in this box of strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, it's more performance-based, more sport performance, trying to get athletes prepared physically, mentally, emotionally too as well for battle. You know, and for me, I've been blessed to work with some of the best fighters in the world.
I know.
Which was awesome.
But can I just say, like, you're renowned for not only working with some of the best fighters, like, you're on their journey to make them the best, and then they become world champions. Like, you've got a good track record when you start looking at the list. So there must be something that you're doing.
They made me look good. Yeah. No, I mean, for me, I was a professional fighter myself.
Sure.
So being able to connect with those individuals allowed me to really hone in on my skills as a coach,
mm-hmm.
so that I could put myself in their shoes and they know that I've been there before. So it allows me to connect with that athlete appropriately, get them where they need to be, for sure.
So that's cool. So you feel like because you've sort of been in their shoes before, you know what sort of maybe the secret herbs and spices, because some other trainers have never fought. They've never been in an octagon or a ring.
Yep. I mean, for the most part, I think 90% of the coaches out there haven't, but we're getting closer.
You
know,
okay.
People are coming into the sport that know how to actually train, or at least are training in some form, maybe jiu-jitsu or something of that nature. I think you need to actually be in the sport to do at least something from a coaching standpoint and allow those athletes to really buy into what you're talking about, because they don't they're not going to listen to you if you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I get you.
Especially when it comes down to the sport of fighting.
Yeah, true.
So like where I train, you know, at least 4 to 5 days a week, which is at Champs in Al-Quz, Johnny, who's my trainer, who's one of the nicest guys in the business.
Shout out to Johnny, by the way.
Yeah, Johnny's the best, man. Johnny's the best. And he's the one that sort of has taught me a lot about training that I didn't know. Like, I used to just go to the gym and I want to lift some big weights and that's what I do.
Kind of jack, man.
I'm all right. But like, you know, what I'm saying is I've learned through Johnny that there are so many different movements that when he would get me to do them sometimes, I'm like, what is this thing?
What am I
doing this? Yeah. But then like 2 weeks later, I felt like, wow, I do feel like, I don't know, leaner or
More mobile,
stronger. So have we changed the way of training? And, you know, we've got a lot of personal trainers. I heard that Dubai has the most personal trainers per capita in the world.
I think fitness in general here is blowing up. So strength and conditioning is secondary. I think sports performance, it needs to be in the forefront, because not only are you getting somebody fit, but you're improving on their ability to move well. And that's a big thing. People think, okay, you're just going to go in there and do a bench press, maybe some squats.
Correct.
But moving your body in all different directions and the planes of motion that are appropriate for that individual to move like a true human is very important, not only for performance, but health and longevity, which is the main thing.
So what tips can you give? We have a lot of trainers that listen to this show. What tips would you give to a trainer right now? Like, that's in their career, they're doing their daily clients. Mm-hmm. How do you go, I don't know, what basic tip would you want to give a trainer?
Young trainers, just stay consistent. You know, content is key right now. So putting out quality information that other people can get behind is going to be important for you to raise your level of awareness.
Okay.
Right. And then constantly be learning. Right. So that's why we have this seminar this weekend. The goal is to help other coaches learn and progress and evolve as an individual to help others. Right. So really for me, it's been a constant learning experience. You know, you have that white belt mentality. We talk about that in jiu-jitsu, but it goes hand in hand with everything. Right. You guys are radio hosts and you've done some things. You probably always are learning.
I'm the best.
He's got the gold mic. I don't.
Yeah. So I was going to tell you that gold mic just says it all right there.
But I like what you're saying. It's always about, like, no matter where you are on your journey, something you can always learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be able to learn and you have to be able to evolve. And if you're not evolving, you're dying. So that's why every chance I get, not only am I helping others, but when I teach, I want to learn from them too as well. So it's reciprocation.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so that was for trainers. What about for like just an individual like us? Uh-huh. Like, you know, what tips can you give, especially for someone? And this is such a common thing where you hit that downtime where you feel like you can't get your health back, you can't get your fitness back. It's hard. That motivation's gone. What do you tell somebody?
Start with a goal. Start with one small goal. Right. Okay. And it could be each and every day. Mm-hmm. The goal is really to just be consistent.
Okay.
Right. So put together a routine that you can't go away from. Right. Whether that be wake up in the morning a little bit earlier. Right. Mm-hmm. Putting yourself in a good position beforehand, the day before. Right. Lay out your clothes on your bed so you already know what you need to do. There's no, you know, for me, I woke up, we had 2 hours of sleep last night. So I have my clothes ready to go for you, right? So I'm ready and prepared the next day. So creating that routine will allow you to progress and do the things over and over again. Because really what it is, when it comes down to it, for most people is maintaining and consistently putting in the effort.
Phil's with us right now.
He's got a good voice, hasn't he?
Yeah,
could be like a radio presenter.
Yeah, definitely be radio, man. You could take our jobs.
Yeah. I tell Tim all the time, man, I'm like, listen, we got to get on the track. I don't know if you guys heard, we got a mixtape
with Timbaland.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So he got me.
You have a mixtape with Timbaland?
Yeah, I know. Right?
Like yours.
I bypassed that all the. All
that's the, all. Is all it on all. YouTube? If I look for
it's
it,
it's actually on Spotify.
That's you can check amazing.
It out.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
That's so
okay,
cool.
So training the likes of like you've gone from you're training some of the best athletes in the world who are number one in their sports to then like doing a little crossover here with Timbaland, for example. Are they just contacting you? They see you. They know their results. And if you look at Timbaland recently, he looks good. Like he's fit.
We lost over 60, 70 pounds.
Wow.
You know, the biggest thing for me was improving on his movement quality, right? Because his posture was bad. He's been in the studio.
Yeah.
So his whole life. Mm. He was over 300 pounds at one point. Now he's 225.
Wow. What are you doing with him? Because some of us are overweight and we want to lose a couple of kilos here or there or pounds.
Well, first and foremost, we have to make sure that they're moving efficiently. Mm-hmm. So for the first year, it was just basically teaching him how to move properly, improving on his posture. And then from there, it was like, okay, now we can start to push the intensities. We can push those high intensity intervals and burn the fat that way. But also improving on his diet, making sure that he has the proper supplementation. He's sleeping well. He's drinking water consistently, not the other stuff. And it's been working, man. He's adopted that mindset of an athlete for years. When you're at high level, any high level, it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, performer, celebrity, you know, they have that in them, right? So it wasn't a big thing for me to transition from being, you know, working with athletes to somebody at that caliber, because the mindset's still the same.
Right.
Finally, working with Logan Paul, we know Logan.
Yep.
Unbelievable human being. And I feel like physically as well, people don't appreciate what he's doing right now in the WWE.
Yeah.
You've worked alongside Logan. What was that journey like?
I'll give you the first time we worked together, I went to his house. It was the mansion in, it was in California.
Yeah.
And it was funny, man. So real quick. So we get there, I train him, you know, and he's like, hey man, I gotta hurry up. I gotta go to this party. And he was like, it's the Catalina wine mixer. And I was like, is that a thing? Like,
yeah.
Like I thought that, you know, Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I was like, he's playing with me right now, right? No, but then.
It was really a thing.
It really happened. So he left the training and this was actually the day that Dustin fought Khabib for the title.
Wow.
So like I'm watching the fight and you know, so time changed everything else. And I see it on his Instagram and he's on his yacht and the helicopter comes down on the yacht, picks him up, and he goes to the Catalina wine mixer. I'm like, this kid wasn't even lying. I thought it was.
Is that really going?
Wow. Yeah.
So he lives that life. He really does.
Wow.
But he does put, I mean, we were talking for a while about, you know, training, supplementation, recoverability, things like that, that was going to enhance. At that point in time, he was boxing. So he wanted to be the best boxer he could be at that point. And then Jake, you know, with what he does, you know, I have a fighter that I work with, Jake Paul.
Yeah.
He works with Jake Boswick, who is a bare knuckle guy. And so I watched them spar, and I go, yeah, this kid's taking it serious. Yeah. So both the Paul brothers are very athletic.
100%. Listen, this weekend, Johnny, you're saying that there's like only one or two spots available. You've sold it out already, so a lot of the trainers are going to be going down to learn more about what it's trained by Phil DeRue. It is happening at the Champs Al Quz Sports Club. For more info, you can hit up Johnny on his Instagram page, which is JN Performance. That's JN Performance. I will put the details on that as well. You can also obviously follow Phil at DeRue Strong. That's DARU Strong. Brother, thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys so much.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you. DNCE 10 to 7.
Money. Quiz. The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop.
On Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Anissa, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, it's a Friday. I'm feeling great. We got money to give away to you, Anissa. How you doing?
I'm fine, Chris. All good.
Are you all dry after the floods? Is everything okay?
Everything is okay.
Good. I'm glad everything's okay. Where are you from, Anissa?
Okay, so I'm French, but also Tunisian.
French. Ah, bonjour. Comment ça va? Ça va bien, merci. Je m'appelle Chris.
That's all.
I'm just saying anything that I know in French.
Wow.
Rossi, but that's good.
Thank you. Rossi speaks French as well. Go ahead, Ross.
Où est la bibliothèque?
What's that?
Why didn't you do the one they always do?
Do you understand? Do you know what he said?
No, I was trying to put the Bluetooth and say again, Rossi.
Où est la bibliothèque?
Où est la bibliothèque?
Oui.
That's very, very, very. It means where's the library?
Why do you know that? Oh, man. All right, listen, let's go. Rack Bank, us, Virgin, the Chris Faye Show. 10,000 dirhams on the line right now. If you don't know an answer, Anissa, you have to pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right.
There's a bit of a delay here, guys.
All right, let's see how we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. In what decade was the first smartphone designed? Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Picasso.
Just put us on last. Finish the movie title. Lord of the Rings, Return of the... Who sings the songs Passion Fruit and Hold On, We're Going Home?
Justin Bieber.
Let's make it easy. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
What 2010 movie is based on the story of Facebook? What singer released the 2022 album Harry's House?
Oh my god, I'm only five.
What company created the S24 Ultraphone?
Samsung.
All right, now, Anissa, you put us on loudspeaker so the family can help you cheat here, okay? That's what you've done. Okay, first, we can't hear you very well. Secondly, in the history of the pop quiz, anybody that ever gets anybody to help them never gets more than about 300 dirhams.
Yeah.
It never works because there's too many people. So I can tell you right now, our record show, 200 dirhams cash is all yours, okay?
Thank you, but look, Chris, I really
can't. I can't hear you. Can you get us off the Bluetooth or whatever you've got us on? You put us back to what it was at the beginning.
Chris, I just called to say hi to speak with you. It was really a pleasure to speak
you're
with
amazing.
You. Thank you very much.
Listen, I love that, but I wish I could. I want to give you 10,000 dirhams cash, you know. Let me tell you what happened here. So the smartphone, the decade was the 90s. The Mona Lisa was Leonardo da Vinci. Return of the King was Lord of the Rings. Drake sings Passion Fruit and Hold On, We're Going Home. The Social Network was the Facebook movie. And Harry Styles has Harry's House. But listen, 200 dirhams is yours. Thank you so much for listening. We love you, okay? We love you.
Thank you.
And love to the family.
Thank you so much. Right. Have a nice day. Bye.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Welcome back, Duvet. All right, do you want to go pretty?
Yeah, because I think my rider's almost here, so...
All right, well, I think my rider's almost here as well.
So I'll get them.
All right, so Pretty's going to go and get the riders. Bring them in. They may come in as we're singing.
Do you think this is just an excuse so she can get out of watching Duvet?
She loves Duvet. All right, you ready?
Well, yeah, I can smash it on my own. I don't even need you.
We were like budding actors in the mid-90s, Rossi and I, in L.A. He was like Affleck, I was like Damon, and things got tough. We end up losing a lot of our money because our acting career went down the drain after they had a huge strike. So we had to try to find other means of making money. That's memes, not memes.
Memes. Yeah, we made memes. We put them together. You know that meme of the kid smiling?
Yep.
With his thumbs up. That was ours.
Yeah, that's true. So we hit the streets. We started singing. And the next thing you know, we found out, well, we've got a huge career when it comes to music. We are Duvet. We're the greatest cover band of all time. Let's do the secret handshake, Rossi.
Okay, turn around. Go. Ah! Ready?
If you're feeling this song, call us and tell us you're feeling this song. Because we are the world's greatest cover band.
Genesee lyrics.
What's that?
I've asked Jenny to get the lyrics off the printer.
I need the lyrics.
Why is this so loud?
It's like totally ignoring me. Yo.
Okay. Yo.
Everybody going up with a beat, beat, beat.
Beat to the back, to the beat, to the boom.
Everybody go, 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 go,
boom, 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 boom.
Yo, come on, Kristen, grab it up.
All right, roll, 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 roll.
Yo.
In life, you gotta find what you're good at. Stick to it, live it, dream it, love it. We go by the name of Duvet. Starting.
Me?
Okay, I'll start.
No, I'll do it.
No, I'm starting.
Start again.
No, I've started. I got it. I thought you were starting. Is it me or you? I'll go. No,
okay.
No, I'll start. I gotta go.
Everything no, that I no, see, no, I wish no, your heart, no. Love, and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you.
I got my eyes on you. That's when you meant to start.
No, it's not. Start again. Yo. Right, I'm doing it and then you join in.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
All right, okay.
Yo.
We go by the name of Duvet. Day, day, day.
I got
day.
My
no.
eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. Alone. So just hold on, we're going home.
I got my eyes on you.
That's right.
You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you.
Ooh.
You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it.
do these things alone. Just the
going always has to laugh.
You made me laugh.
Yeah.
You're the girl that I want. You're the girl that I need. Come on, Taliban, bring speed. Bring the money. Bring the food.
It's horrible.
Come on, Chris. Don't be rude. Why are you doing
destroyed
it?
Destroyed it?
Why are you joining in? Let me finish it.
Don't
ever begin. I know what I'm doing. You're just bad. Come on. You're so sad. Sing it, Chris. Sing it.
He ruined it. He ruined it. As soon as you start laughing and then you start doing that stuff, like
he's in a bad mood.
I'm
so
not in a bad mood.
His ego is massive.
Because I know what we've got and I know what I've got.
So big, can't get out the door.
Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home.
Just hold on, just hold on.
It's hard to leave these things alone.
Leave me alone, baby.
Just hold on, we're going home. For some of us, we have lost things. But don't worry, because things that we lose will always come back. And the things that you lost, if they don't come back, that's because they weren't meant to be in your life. And that's just a sign of it leaving you. Maybe you were unprepared, but things will be okay.
That's right, come on.
There's no need for you to say that like that.
Things will be okay.
You don't need to say that. Okay.
Don't worry about the material things in life. You're alive and you're breathing air. You may have some beautiful children, some great parents. Think yourself lucky. Did you eat today? Yes? Then just remember how lucky you are.
Stupid. I'm so motivational.
You're stupid.
I was so good.
It was just horrible.
I might get into this.
Where's the Taliban rider?
Is he
here?
He's outside.
Okay, bring him in. We're going to tip him 2,000 right now.
No. Let's get the news out of the way.
7:40. No, we're not. Who's going to do the news? Who's going to do the news? Preeti does the news. She's not in the studio. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Okay. Jeez, bring them in.
Let me have a look. Just like talk. Like
I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to let radio silence. It's fine.
Is that my food? Okay, can you come in? Quick, hurry up.
I mean, Pretty goes and leaves 10 minutes ago.
Okay, here we go. Hello. Hi, sir.
Hey, sir.
How are you, mate?
Who's Ryder?
This is mine, meet
Carson. Hey, meet Carson.
Carson.
Oh, Carson. How
meet
are you, bro?
Carson.
Oh, I thought you said his name's meet Carson.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, I'll take good. That off.
Bro.
Welcome.
We thank you for being on the radio. We're live on the radio, man. So we just want to say hello to you. But we're doing something. See this guy over here?
Come to this microphone.
Okay.
You see this guy over here?
Mm-hmm.
His name's Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thief.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, where are you from?
I'm Ugandan.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Love Uganda.
He listens
get there.
To the show.
Huh?
I can recognize your voice because sometimes I do listen to Virgin Radio.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate you, bro. Well, listen, we're doing a little thing right now. We just want to... Who's got it?
Me?
Yeah, don't let Rossi do
no,
it. Pretty,
me.
You do it. 2,000 dirham tip, yours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yours, bro.
Yeah.
Are you guys for real?
Yeah, we're real, man. Yeah.
Honestly.
So go enjoy that, bro. What are you going to do with that money? Oh, bro, I love this. I love this, man. Means a lot, huh?
Well, you guys. I'm even speechless.
I'm speechless.
Because I haven't expecting this morning.
Oh man.
Say that again.
I wasn't expecting this.
You weren't expecting it this morning.
Yeah.
Well, bro, you made it. We just want to say, and this just, you represent a lot of people in this country right now, right? You represent a lot of the riders, our taxi drivers, our people just getting it done, right? To make our lives easier. And it doesn't go unseen, all right? So, brother, from us, that's 2,000 dirhams. That's for you. Go and do whatever you want with it. And we just want to say thanks, man. That's it. Speeches.
Want to
give
him
a hug?
Am I live?
You're live right now, bro. You're live right now, brother. You're live.
Okay.
Love it.
Let me appreciate the cabinet of Virgin Radio. I appreciate my bosses who employed me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys for appreciating Talabat for their great work.
Thank you, bro.
And lastly, I love my family.
Oh, man.
And Pretty Malik, thank you for this great supplies you've made for me this morning.
That's so cool.
I love it.
We love you, bro.
I can't shed tears, but I think...
You can shed tears as a man. Come give me a hug, bro.
No, 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 no.
Go.
Come this way. I'm going to get him.
Go and have a look.
I'm going to get him crying.
Yeah, do it.
Come here, bro.
What a legend.
Come here. Lots of love, bro. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for everything that you're doing, okay? Go and enjoy the show.
Kasim.
And go take it.
Thank you so much, guys.
God bless you, man.
Kasim!
Yeah. We've just paused the show for a moment at 7:48. The reason why is we're just giving some tips to some of the riders coming into the studio, and they're actually coming in, and I don't want to have them wait because it could miss.
Yeah.
They could miss, like, their, you know, their next order. So Pretty's just said that another rider's coming in.
Yeah.
We just hooked up one rider with 2,000 dirhams, which was beautiful.
Yeah. It says his name's MD.
MD in the house? All right. Is he here? Just open the door because right. Pretty says that he's right here. Pretty's gone there.
Okay, she's not in the corridor yet.
Can you tell her to come? I've told her to come.
I can hear the door opening.
Okay, come on, Prit. By the way, guys, 7:30 on Monday morning. You know, we're doing a lot of give backs right now on Virgin Radio, and we're giving as much as we possibly can. I think it's something that we want to do as a radio station and as a network is just give back. And on Monday morning at 7:30, we got a huge one. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
No.
That's yours.
Yeah, when from the Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Just jump in, mate. We're on the radio. If you don't mind, I didn't get your name. What's your name?
MD Rubel Rana.
MD, can I call you MD? MD in the house.
Rossi,
what did you order?
What did you order?
I ordered some chicken pizzas. So
you're gonna eat them literally right now. Can you just wait?
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Ross. We just want to say, we know that you've got an order. We're saying thanks to everybody, and we're hooking everybody up. We're giving you. Who's got it? Give it to Pretty.
Rossi,
this is your your order.
Let him do it.
2,000 dirhams. You get a 2,000 dirham tip.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. Come
it's yours. That's it, bro.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, bro. Thank you for everything that you do. We just wanted to make sure that we just let you guys know what you do helps a lot of us out. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Enjoy.
That's it, bro. God bless. Enjoy.
I'm excited. Why this?
Just.
Why not?
What are you going to do with it?
No, really.
It's for you.
It's yours.
Why this reason? I don't know.
The reason is, see this guy over here?
Yeah.
He's a thief.
Hold on.
All right. He stole money from somewhere that he shouldn't have, but we've got the money back now. And instead of us keeping it, we want to give it away to people. So we figured an easy and a cool way to do it is just to order things from Talabat, and then we just tip you with the 2K. So
Thank you so much.
That 2K is yours, man. All right.
My man.
That's it, bro. We appreciate it. Where are you from?
Bangladesh.
Nice,
oh,
man.
Nice.
Been back home recently? Are you going home at all or no? When was the last time?
6 months.
Sorry?
6 months.
After 6 months.
All right, man. Well, I know that 2,000 dirhams is going to help. So do whatever you want with that money, but that money's yours, okay?
It's okay, sir.
All right, man. God bless you. Thanks for doing
what you're
doing.
Thanks,
God
MD.
You see you, mate.
Thank
see
you, MD.
Bye, MD.
Thank you, bye.
Cheers,
MD.
Mate.
Ride safe, mate. Ride safe.
I love this.
I love it. Anifa, good morning. You're listening to the show
good
this morning.
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 It's so beautiful. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks. We appreciate
it's
it.
So nice to listen to. You're filling up while you're driving. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I mean, you know what? I think I'm selfish, though, because I think we get more out of this. It's weird. We get more out of this when you give, you know?
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, do also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a weird feeling.
We gain a lot,
I love that, Anita.
It is
Thank
weird,
you.
But
Thank
I,
you so much.
I sort of think, like, how many brunches could I have got with that money, though?
Ross, just stop. Antonio, hi. Sorry about Rossi. Hi, Antonio.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Morning, bro. You're listening to it all?
Yeah, I'm listening. Listen, actually, I never listened to radios before.
Mm.
Since I discovered your radios, your radio programs in the morning, I'm following you every morning, and I really need to say you guys are amazing. What you do for people, really, you are an image for the other radios, absolutely.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
For yourself, you give to people that have needs. During the flood, you guys were every day, every hour, every second with us, with all the troubles that we have faced on the roads. You guys have saved lots of people and lives.
Really. Thank you, bro. Oh. That means so much, and thank you for saying that. You know, you said about sort of, you know, giving back, and that's what we do. On Monday morning, Antonio, I just want you to know at 7:30, we're going to make an announcement here on this show on Virgin Radio, something pretty epic as well, so make sure you got us on, okay?
I'm with you guys.
God bless you, mate. God bless you. Thanks. Aww. We should get Antonio to come and tell it to the boss. Like, we should get him in person.
I agree.
Yeah? All right, cool. Let's bring him in. We'll say to the boss. It's the Backstreet Boys. You've made my morning. The Backstreet Boys. It's 8:03. We're live on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Is there another band that does it for you, or is it only the Backstreet Boys pretty?
Backstreet Boys. All the way.
Why? Yeah.
Because they're the best. I was what? 10 years old when they were on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I saw them and I fell in love. That was the day.
I feel like for me, when I saw them live in LA with JoJo.
Yes.
I've always loved the Backstreet Boys, but that's when I was like really, really like in love with them. You know what I mean?
I've seen them now 6 times in concerts or 7 times. They put on the most phenomenal show you have ever seen. Like, it's just the best.
I don't think there's a bigger Backstreet Boy fan that I know than Pretty Malik. All right. We've still got tickets to come for Bassem Youssef coming up, right?
Yes.
So the best laugh. What are those? How are we going to give those away?
Best laugh.
And where are they? It's in
Etihad,
Abu Dhabi.
Etihad Arena, May 25th. They're going to be here for Abu Dhabi Comedy Week.
Okay.
So it's...
Pretty Malik.
No!
AJ from the Backstreet Boys is in the studio right now!
Hi. Hugs everybody. How are you?
AJ from the Backstreet Boys is in the studio right now. We've surprised Pretty.
How are you, brother? Nice to meet you, man.
Brother. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, AJ's in the building.
Yay!
Pretty Malik. This is a dream that we have been...
Well, if this is yours, I will...
Together.
We can share.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And we've got you live right now on air. We were planning this. We've been teeing this up somewhat, playing some music. And now, I don't know, Pretty Malik...
Compose yourself.
And I know you meet a lot of big fans, right? But in this country and in the Middle East, she has been your supporter here in this region, on the radio, on everything. It's been nonstop. This moment for you is something that you're going to remember forever.
AJ, just never open your DMs for me.
Now I think I have to now.
Welcome to Dubai, man.
It's good to be back. This is my first time not just coming in, doing a show and leaving. Like, I'm actually here.
It's so good.
Monday, out here doing promotion and talking about the amazing TV show.
Yeah, the Fashion Hero, which we cannot wait. So, man, what I want to do here, if this is okay, because people are messaging like, oh, my God, they're dying on the WhatsApp line as well here. People are like, they cannot believe what's happened. So, Pretty, we've planned this, and it was so hard. It's very hard. We've been working together as a show for 14 years.
Yeah.
So, to surprise each other is really, really difficult.
I would imagine so.
And did we get you, Pretty?
Yeah.
I love your nails, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I need to get mine redone. They look like... That's okay right now.
Thank you.
AJ's in the country because there is an amazing TV show that is being filmed right here in the UAE. What we're going to do is we're going to get everyone just sort of settled for a moment.
I need a minute.
I know you need a minute. We're going to come back live with AJ back in the studio. So hang out with us. AJ's in the studio. My man, we got you. When did you get off that plane? When did you get off?
So I came pretty much straight from Cancun. Okay. We just had our Backstreets Back at the Beach event in Cancun all last week.
Which is like the coolest thing ever. We went
really hard, not hard in like drinking because I'm sober, but it was 4 days of nonstop events and parties and stuff with the fans. I got home on Monday night and I flew out Tuesday afternoon. I was home for less than 12 hours. Yesterday, I was really hurting yesterday. Like, I was a zombie yesterday. I didn't even, like, we went and had meetings, and I forgot that we even got into an elevator. That's how bad it was.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, my God, I need sleep.
You're like, how did I get here?
I got, like, 3 hours sleep the night prior. Last night was the best night's sleep so far, so I'm refreshed. I feel normal today.
Good.
But, good. Yeah. It usually happens, like, towards the end of my trips when it's a long travel, which is horrible because then I get acclimated like the day before I go home, and then I'm really messed up when I'm home.
You have to go back again.
And when I go home on Monday, I have only 2 days, and then we head off to Salt Lake for a private, and then we are headlining Lovers and Friends in Vegas, and then I go back on tour with my buddy Joey. We go back out for the Legendary Night Tour.
I am tired. Just
yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know,
I'm tired of hearing
and
all this.
Yeah, so Backstreet is pretty much sort of done after that. We have one more festival coming up in September, and then we're done for the rest of the year.
Okay.
But pretty I can't say anymore. But I'm just going to say 2025 is going to be really big year for Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
Really big. I can't say anymore though.
Really?
Yeah, can't. I will get in so much trouble. I'm basically the Mark Ruffalo of the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, this is it. So just keep talking to me. I'll get it out,
no,
baby.
Because
I'll get
I will
it
spill
out.
The beans. And this, let's just say this was my idea 7 years ago, and it took 7 years to finally get the boys to agree to do it. But now we're going
to
do it. So.
Now I'm thinking back to every interview you've done in the past.
But I've never given any inkling to what it could possibly be. But it's definitely unheard of, and no band like us has ever done it. So it's
I love that. Wow. I'm excited. I'm there.
And we obviously want to go back to Vegas at some point. So, you know, that's down the road, hopefully, for us as well. Because that was such a great
That was
time.
Amazing, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I didn't get to go to that.
I'm trying to piece it all together, but we'll sit on that for a moment.
Yeah.
Now, you're here in the UAE, mm-hmm. and it's not with the boys. You're doing something which I think is fantastic. It's called the Fashion Hero TV series. Now, they're filming it here in the UAE.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this. Like, this is really cool.
Yeah, so I joined this amazing show for season two with my amazing partner Caroline, who's sitting over here. She's from Montreal, and a friend of mine hit me up and said, hey, would you be interested in hosting a TV show called The Fashion Hero? My initial reaction when I heard the name, I thought it was going to be like another America's Next Top Model, and
sure.
I'm like, that's kind of superficial to me. Like, I don't want to support that kind of thing, in the sense of it's just kind of, it's not realistic.
Mm.
Got on a Zoom with her. Within 5 minutes, I'm like, sign me up. I'm in. Because of what this show really is at the epicenter is that beauty starts on the inside, and that, you know, everyone is beautiful, and breaking the stigma of the fashion world. And with social media and all the things that happen daily, this projection of what is realistic for young men and young women of all ages, races, doesn't matter, across the globe, you know, that you have to look a certain way, act a certain way, eat a certain way to be beautiful is not true. So I love something like this because I have dealt with my own struggles of authenticity and being my unique self. And so to be a partner involved now, an executive producer, a partner in the company, you know, this is such an amazing show to spread throughout the world. And for us to be doing it here in the UAE is kind of groundbreaking.
So cool.
And I'm so stoked. I'm so excited. Plus, I love it over here. Like, I want to move here. Like, I love it over here. It's just the way things are done here is just, in my opinion, it's kind of the way things should be done everywhere. I'm not lying. Like, from just a respect standpoint, cleanliness, honor, just everything. Food, the people, the culture, everything is just so, so beautiful here. So I'm honored to be able to bring this show here, and as well as doing a true Arabic version of the show as well. I can obviously come on. I don't speak Arabic yet.
Never say
I'm going to try to learn as best I can. But yeah, I mean, we're going to keep on doing this and you know, taking it all over the world. We're basically shooting back-to-back seasons. We're shooting here in the UAE, and then we're going to Croatia. So, like, it's going to be just nonstop.
I love that you're filming here in the UAE.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's going to be so much fun.
And what you just said, like, you know, we all, you know, New York City, London, Sydney, we came here like 16 years ago, man. We discovered that exactly what you just said then. Like, this
I mean,
is
I have so many friends back in LA that a couple of them came over here just to party.
Yeah.
And they never left. And then there's others that came over here for like a business trip, and then they started coming back more and more.
Yep.
And now they have a second home here. And again, it's a different mentality. It's just a different way of thinking.
Yep.
And it's very progressive. It's very forward thinking. And I just love to bring a show like this here and to really, you know, not only let people, the contestants on the show, find themselves, find their way, find their inner beauty, but also to let the world see what the UAE is really all about. Because, you know, bringing a show like this to the States and to on a global platform, you know, people have misconceptions of all of different countries, of different ways of, you know, thinking and ways of life. True. To bring a show like this everywhere, it kind of shows the UAE as it should be shown. You know, and I'm honored to be a part of that in like the forefront, you know. So,
well, we're proud of you having you guys here. Fashionhero.com for more information. They're filming in the UAE and they're looking for brands. Like, if you think you've got what it takes to be part of this TV show, go to fashionhero.com. There's an email address there, and you could be, you never know, you could be on this TV show right next to AJ. Is in the building once again. Give him a big round of applause. There's a lot of people hanging out on the phones right now. I know, Jessica, you are on right now with AJ.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome to Dubai.
Thank you. And same to you. Good morning. I am doing really well. Much better today than I was yesterday. I was quite the zombie yesterday from the good old jet lag.
Pretty, you know, Jessica, because
Jessica and I are part of the KTBSPA crew on Instagram.
Keep the Backstreet Pride alive. That's what's
right.
going on?
That's right. So we're always messaging each other, like, what you guys are up to.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So, Jess, how is this? You're on, like I'll give you, like, another, like, 30 or 40 seconds here. You know, say what you want to say.
Oh, my God. I'm out of words, but I just want to say you have always been my favorite one.
Well, thank you very
so
much.
I'm glad that you're here, and I'm so happy to hear what you're doing. It sounds amazing, and hopefully I get to be on TV with you.
Well, thank you. Now, where are you from?
I am from Guatemala.
Ah, nice.
Wow.
Hola.
All right, Jess, thank you. Faiza, you're on with AJ as well. What do you want to say?
No way. I am giggling like a teenager instead of the 36-year-old married mom of two that I am. Oh,
good
my
for
God.
You. Good for you. Yes. Mom's rule. Good for you.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this. I have to tell you guys that I have been obsessed with the Backstreet Boys since I was like a 10-year-old.
Well,
I can't wait to tell my little kids. They're little BSB fans as well.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tear up.
Now, whereabouts in the world are you at?
So I'm in Dubai. I'm originally from Pakistan. I remember that when I was little, obviously, we didn't have the original albums available in Pakistan way back then. My dad used to travel for work, and I'd be like, I need the original CDs. I need the original albums. I'm not going to take anything less.
Well, okay, that's thank you. Thank you. I tried to explain to my daughters what a CD was, and they have no idea. They think a CD is like a Blu-ray and that you can watch movies. I'm like, no, babies, this is to listen to music.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, YouTube is listening spot. I'm like, no.
Faiza, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to do this for all the Backstreet Boys fans across the world and the country. And for me, when I play I Want It That Way, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, AJ?
It's a song that makes no sense.
Oh. Yes!
It's a song that makes absolutely no sense. There's two versions of this song. There's a version that makes sense that we re-recorded because the label felt that the original version made no sense and that it wasn't going to work. And we fought them tooth and nail and we're like, if it makes sense, it's too cheeky. And it's not that first reaction when we first heard the song. And we made the right decision.
So the version that we all know is the one that doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Yeah. But the other version is no goodbyes, no more lies. I love it when I hear you say, I want it that way. It's like, no, it should be just tell me why.
Yeah.
Tell me why, not no goodbyes.
Well, here it is.
Yes.
I had no idea we're learning.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. It's AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Thank you.
You are my fire, the one desire. That way, cause I want it that way.
AJ in the studio from the Backstreet Boys hanging out with us on Virgin Radio 104.4. We're live on the Chris Fade Show. We surprised Pretty with a, I think, You remember yesterday, you said this is probably one of the best shows you've had for 2024.
Please, guys, this is the best show I've had in my life.
So when you, if you go back and listen to that,
yeah,
I said, well, I'll make sure tomorrow is going to be a better show.
Yeah, yeah.
AJ, this is for us as, like, again, we do many things on this show, but this right now is something over the last 12 years that we will remember forever. So
yeah. Well,
I'm very honored to be here. I'm really, really happy that I got to hear the decibel of scream that came out of you. No. Hey, look, when those things stop happening, that's when I need to be genuinely concerned.
Well, this is the thing, right? You guys just celebrated your anniversary this month. 31 years.
This past Saturday.
Give that a round. Yes.
So, like,
oh, I feel it. I feel it.
But, you know, I always fly the flag for the Backstreet Boys. But I genuinely mean it. There's no group like you guys who have transcended generations and time. You've been together like for 31 years. Yeah, there was a moment there where Kevin was not there for a little bit, but genuinely, you've been together for 31 years. You still do tours around the world for 31 years. You're still doing Cancun after 31 years, and you're so close with your fans. What is there a secret to that? Because I don't think there's any other band like that.
I mean, honestly, well, first of all, it's music first. It's a testament to having great music. So thank you, Max and Dennis.
Yeah.
Because without the amazing Sharon Swedish team, we wouldn't have the sound. We wouldn't have the songs or the catalog. And we've worked with other producers as well. But, you know, Max really gave us the you know, true Backstreet Boys sound. That is number one. And then having the best fans around the world that have been so loyal and that have literally supported us through our highs and lows individually as a group. You know, I mean, and look, we went through a low point in like the early 2000s where we were just burnt out and fried.
Mm.
But I think we're closer now than we've ever been. We're all dads and, you know, we have a different respect for each other. The communication is better. This is our first marriage across the board for all five of us. And we're having the best time now, I think, we ever have, even from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
We're really enjoying ourselves. Like this past summer tour, like 2 years ago that we did on the DNA tour, 4 out of 5 of us were on the golf course every day off. We're going to dinners. We're hanging out. Brian and I are going sneaker shopping, like doing things that we stopped doing.
Yeah.
Just because we all wanted to kind of have our own space. And now it's like, no, I want to be with my boys. I want to hang out. You know, I actually miss these butt heads when I'm off.
That's you know? Good.
But I will say though, not throwing the boys under the bus, but I am the only one that will reach out randomly and just say, hey, Kev, how you doing, buddy? What's going on? Nobody calls me. I don't know.
Aww. AJ. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a testament to you, though, mate. Yeah. That's a testament to you. I love that. I love that you guys want to hang out and just do the things that you were doing back in the day, you know. AJ's in the building right now. He's here in the UAE. They're filming this TV show. It's great. I'm so glad the UAE is the location for it. It's called the Fashion Hero TV series, which is being filmed here in the UAE. If you're interested in being part of it, they are looking for startup brands here in the UAE when it comes to fashion, clothing, and more. You can go to 3010films. That's on Instagram at 3010films, or go to fashionhero.com. Now, you were staying, have we put you up at a good hotel? You're at the Anantara right now?
Yes. It is absolutely incredible.
It's good.
It actually kind of reminds me of the hotel that I went to for my honeymoon, even though unfortunately I'm going through a divorce. It was a little bittersweet when I walked in. I'm like, oh, this is all.
Because
it has the glass, like you can see the fishies.
It's like being in the Maldives, sort of.
But I'm like right on the water, and it's just been so beautiful. Like the backdrop of the city is just phenomenal, and it's so peaceful and so quiet.
Love that.
And I, you know, it's a great place for me to start my day off with a nice morning meditation and just chill and have a nice cup of coffee.
You mentioned the D word. The divorce word.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, but my wife and I, like, we're still the best of friends. We have two beautiful girls. And, you know, no one knows what the future holds. And we both love each other to death.
It's cool,
and,
man.
You know, so it's mature. It's all on the up and up. And, but it is definitely a transition. It's a little weird, you know, being, I guess, single is weird. It's weird. You know,
how long have you not been single for?
Almost 14 years.
Oh my.
So a long time.
So I'm like, I don't know how to talk to people. What do I do? No, but I mean, look, there's so much going on in my life that is all positive things, whether it's solo music, the tour with myself and Joey, the Legendary Night Tour, Backstreet, the Fashion Hero. There's so many great things. My beauty line, Ava Dean Beauty. so I'm able to focus on positive things that keep me moving. But you know, look, there's moments where I'm just sitting at home and I'm like, oh, but again, there's still great communication. It's still a great, you know, friendship. And yeah, my kids are great. That's the most important thing to me. So
good dad, good
11 mom. And 7 going on 35.
Oh, I'll
kill
you.
Two girls. It's a blessing and a curse.
I got a 14 and a 12 year old, two girls. And it,
girl dads is the best.
Yeah.
But
how old did you say your girls were?
11 and 7.
Okay. So you have still got.
Oh, I know.
They're coming.
I know, but I don't know. But I've seen it with my other friends that have teenagers. I'm just like, you know, like most of my bandmates have boys. Brian has the oldest. He's 21.
Wow.
Bailey's 21. He's exactly 10 years and a day before my oldest daughter. He's November 26th and she's the 27th. But it's just, you know, like my oldest is going to be in middle school next year. I'm like, God, it's like. Every time I leave, like even now, I'm only going to be gone for what, a week. There's going to be something different in both of them when I get home on Monday. Yeah. I know it. Every time I leave, I come home, there's something new. Whether it's height, whether it's intellect, whether it's a new toy, whatever it is, there's something new.
Man, and it's just going to continue doing that. AJ's in the studio. We're going to keep him only for a little bit longer. We're going to let him go because he's got a big, busy day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about this show. And then Pretty, again, I'm going to let you just have your...
A moment.
Moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, more with AJ. Hanging out, Virgin Radio. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Friday morning.
What? Best Friday ever.
It is the best Friday ever. AJ in the building, hanging out with us. He's got to get back to that Antara. He's got the pool hanging out for him. He's got the show that he's filming. We're going to hear more about that next. And I know, Jody, you have been on the line. You've been holding for so long. You're on with AJ from the Backstreet Boys. Over to you, Jody.
Hello.
Hi,
Jody.
Oh, my goodness. I am so happy to meet you. But, Pretty, I am so pleased that you've got to meet your legend.
Thanks.
I'm so pleased for you.
See, this is what it's all about.
I am the biggest Backstreet Boys fan. Me and my best friend have flown all over the world to go see Backstreet Boys.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You're just amazing.
It does get a little pricey to come see us sometimes, you know. But you know what? Without...
And you don't get many shows over here.
You know what? I guess I'm going to have to change that. I'm going to have to, even if it's not the boys, I'm going to have to come over here and start doing more shows.
Do it. 100%. Well done, Jody. I love it when you guys... When you guys are such big fans and you get to meet them, you guys all go silent. Is that a regular thing? Like, it's just, they don't, no one knows what
it's
to say.
It's one or the other. It's either silent or it's pandemonium. what I've experienced over the years, which is really funny, is like, you know, obviously coming from the 90s, you know, all the prepubescent teenage girls, they were all screaming. Now it's grown women screaming.
That's awesome.
You know, because it's like a, you know, ladies' night. We're going to leave the husband and the kids at home. We're going to go and we're going to let loose. You know, moms need a break. They got to go out and have some fun. And the screams are pretty much exactly the same as they were when they were 14.
That is amazing.
It's incredible.
We love it. All right. AJ's going to hang out a little bit longer. It is Virgin Radio, a takeover. AJ's taking over. Here we go. Larger Than Life. You may know this one, Pretty.
Oh, yeah. I have a question, AJ, that I've been waiting. I think all the fans of the Backstreet Boys probably feel this in their heart somewhere, and I want to know where you guys stand on it. Grammys. Never got one.
We've been nominated 9 times.
You guys have never got a
Grammy.
We've
never got a Grammy. We've been nominated 9 times.
Yeah.
And what they gave us, like our, I think it was our 5th nomination, we got a paperweight. It's like a paperweight, and it's the picture of the Grammy. But it's a paperweight.
It's even worse than not getting one.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know, look, just to be nominated and to be recognized is already great. Obviously, we would love to, and we have been aspiring to finally win a Grammy. Long story short, we were nominated for Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was our first single off of this most recent record, DNA. And I told the boys, I said, if we win... I need to talk last. And they said, absolutely not. We don't trust you. I said, no. They said, why? What are you going to say? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. So we didn't win. And I told Nick after the show, I said, all the boys were going to, you know, I want to thank my family, God, da, 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 da. I was going to dedicate our Grammy to Leo DiCaprio. And then obviously you go straight to the press room and they'd be like, okay, what is that about? Leo should have won for the Departed, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. No, he wins for getting like mauled by a virtual bear. And so me, I'm thinking we're the Leo DiCaprios of the Grammy world, of the music world. So I would dedicate it to him. And, you know, basically I feel like maybe now after 31 years, maybe we'll finally get a nod. You know,
I mean,
we'll
you guys aren't going to say it. I can say it because I'm never going to go for a Grammy. That's horrible.
Tell me about
How can you not have the world's greatest band?
Exactly.
Now, like, granted, we've lost to some of like the biggest legends. Now, like, we lost to Sting. We lost to, I mean, granted, you know, Carlos Santana hadn't made music in years, and he comes back with all these duets. And that was when he teamed up with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Mm. That was an incredible album. Yeah. So, you know, to lose to icons is okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sure you've lost to some that are
still a little bittersweet.
Come on, Grammys. What are you doing? Yeah. Have you ever had your own like sort of fan boy moment? Like, you obviously, people are always coming up to you, AJ. You're like, do you have someone that you've met that you've gone, oh my gosh?
There's two very specific. One, I was the head of the Paula Abdul fan club in Florida. I'm not kidding. When I was 11 years old. And like, I was part of the Florida chapter. And when I was 19, we did the Tonight Show with Jay Leno for the very first time. It was on my birthday, so I flew my mom out because, you know, we're doing the freaking Tonight Show. This is awesome. And Paula was on promoting the first season of American Idol, and she's down the hallway, and my mom yells, "My son's the head of your fan club!" I'm like, "Shut up, mom! Shut up! Oh my God, you're killing me!" So, and Paula and I have been friends for years after that. That's but so cool. My man crush is the amazingly talented Ryan Reynolds. Mm. I'm a huge Marvel fan, and Deadpool is my favorite character ever. I have all the comics, everything. So when I first got onto TikTok, I luckily got into the positive algorithm, and I made a lot of friends and started making a lot of duet videos, whatever. And when Ryan came on, him and Will Ferrell did a little duet video singing to promote their Christmas movie. So I duetted it. And literally woke up at 3 a.m. and he had commented. And I woke up my family. I woke up my friends. I was hysterical. I'm like, he commented. And his comment basically said, number 5 on my bucket list to sing with AJ from the Backstreet Boys. And I was like, oh my God. Cut to like a week later, I duetted another one of his videos and he commented again.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, oh my God. When I first started working with my amazing publicist, Kara, I asked her to find his trainer. And so I've been working with his trainer for years. And we've kind of gotten close to meeting.
It's going
to
happen.
He sent me a birthday text once, but like, I still haven't met him. So I don't care where I am in the world. I'm going to the Deadpool Wolverine premiere.
Yeah.
And like, I will show you guys offline. Like, I'm a diehard Halloween guy. Like, it's my favorite holiday. I literally have an exact replica costume of Deadpool. Like, I go all out, yo.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. Guys, we're going to see hopefully AJ a lot more in the UAE because they're filming in a great TV show right here called The Fashion Hero. And I love that they've called the UAE to be the place where they will film it. For more info on it, if you want to be involved, 3010 Films, all right? 3010 Films will go to fashionhero.com. Thank you. Are you showing us? That's the Deadpool. You, that's legit.
Movie that grade. That is legit. Oh, yeah. All the kids in my community, like, they lose their minds. And then when I start talking, kids are mean. They're like, you don't sound like Deadpool. You know what? No candy for you, all right? I'm going to give you quarters.
Get out of here. We could be chatting all day. I'll just hold on. Anna, just what do you want to say, Anna? You're on real quick. What do you want to say?
Hi, I visit the studio now and meet Sir AJ.
No, he's going to be gone. He's going to be gone in like 4 minutes.
Hi, Anna.
But you're on with AJ. Say hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi. How are you?
I'm 92. Yeah, I'm good. All good.
Well, thank you.
Now it gets awkward. See, it always is, I feel like everyone just, they get so into that moment of that fan moment, right, and they forget how to talk. It's cute to see. Please come back. You're always welcome here, man.
I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you.
You were tremendous at everything that you do, and just spending this 45 minutes with you in the studio, you exude not only class, charisma, but just, you're a good human being, bro. So I really appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you guys taking the time and showing all the love and support. And when I'm back here shooting the next season, we are all going to hang out.
Yeah.
We got to go hit up like Top Golf or do something.
Let's just
have some fun.
Pretty, I'll let you end the interview.
Just want to say thank you for everything that you've done as a part of the Backstreet Boys. Your music has gotten me through so many different places in my life. And I turn to your music when I miss home. It reminds me of home, which is really, really cool. I've been a fan since I'm 10. I'm 38 now. And I'm a fan of you just personally as well. I think you're really cool, and I love that you're going on tour with Joey. Don't stop what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Your music is therapy, so thank you for all those years.
Well, thank you, and you don't look a day over 19, so keep
it up. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you!
Yeah.
That is it for us, Pretty Malik. I know it's a show that you'll remember forever.
He followed me.
AJ from the Backstreet Boys. We surprised Pretty Malik this morning. He came into the studio. He's followed you.
He's followed me. We did a dance together. We're going to be besties.
I love that.
I'm manifesting.
I've got a good shot of you dancing with AJ from the side.
This is a dream come true.
And I was watching it, and I'm just like, this is so cool.
Like,
this is amazing.
Little Breathy is screaming on the inside.
Good on you. Well, we're
happy. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for this. This is the best, best, best.
Good, good, good. Eddie, you're up next, mate. You may play some Backstreet Boys if someone requests it.
Why not? For Pretty, anything as well. I'm just so happy for Pretty. Like, out of all things you've done in terms of surprises, I think this is the top.
I think so as well. Well, listen, guys, have yourselves a great, safe weekend. We'll be back Monday with that huge announcement at 7:30. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, yellow buttons.
Show back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.